Hey, good morning, Las Vegas. You're listening to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast, a programming effort of the Church at Las Vegas to proclaim that God is good, His grace is amazing, His love is available, and the power of the good news about Jesus is real and can and does change our lives.
Good morning, Las Vegas. This is John Racine with the Church at Las Vegas, and thanks so much for listening to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast this morning. If you were listening last week, you know we started a message concerning six things that God hates, seven that are detestable to Him. Now, those are found in Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. And remember, Proverbs are short, wise sayings. They're things that just kind of boom right into our mind and our brain. They're things that are intended to stir us up, to make us wake up, and to recognize something about life. And someone will say, well, how do we know that these things are still things that God hates, things that are detestable to Him? I thought the Proverbs were written a long time ago. Well, I want you to know that they were written a long time ago, but they're just as valid, they're just as applicable today as they were back then. You see, God doesn't change. God is the same yesterday and today and forever. And so things that He hated back then because they were wrong, because they were sinful, because they were destructive, okay, He still hates those things today. And He still finds those things detestable today. Again, not because they hurt Him or ruin Him or destroy Him. He's above all those things, okay? But He knows that they destroy us. He knows how harmful they are to us and to those around us. And so that's why we're looking at these things. That's why we're spending the time to try to understand them, because we don't want to practice or do things that God hates, do we? I mean, do we really want to incur His wrath in our life? Or would we rather have Him be pleased with us? All right? And let me again say this, that whether you're listening this morning and you acknowledge that God exists, or maybe you say, well, I don't believe that God exists, that doesn't change the fact that He does. Okay? It doesn't change the fact that He does. In fact, unless you were God and could know everything at every moment of time and every circumstance and situation, then you couldn't answer the fact that there's no God. Okay? And in fact, it's not a fact at all. The fact is there is a God. He is alive. He's real. He's eternal. He is the great I Am. And those things that we started talking about last week and are continuing to talk about this week, they are just as much applicable for us today as back then. So last week we started talking about haughty eyes, pride, arrogance, and I challenged you and myself, hey, let's not be people that are proud and arrogant. And I just wanted to say this, since I found this from the last time, about turning away from that, repenting about that. Swallowing your pride seldom leads to indigestion. I like that. Swallowing your pride is not going to give you indigestion. Hey, maybe some of the food you ate did, but swallowing your pride doesn't lead to indigestion. In fact, God says if you'll humble yourself, He'll exalt you. Okay, we want to be humble people, not I'm worthless, I'm useless, walking around thinking that nobody loves you and everybody hates you. No, that's not what God means when He means to humble ourselves. It just means not to think too highly of ourselves. And when we think about how much God loves us and what Christ has done for us, okay, that gives us all kinds of confidence and boldness to live life. But not arrogantly, not self-righteously, like that Pharisee in the parable there in Luke 18. So let's go ahead and continue on. We talked about haughty eyes. What about a lying tongue? God hates a lying tongue. It's detestable to him. Why would a lying tongue be hateful or detestable to him? Well, here's the reason. God is truth. God is truth. There is no lie in him. Do you understand that? There is no lie in him. He's never lied. He can't lie because he's God. He is absolute truth. And so this is why he hates a lying tongue so much. Where does it say lies come from? The father of lies is the devil. Okay, Satan was the one that began lying and telling Eve falsehoods and mistruths and deceived her. Okay, Satan is the father of lies. And so if you and I tell lies, we're not acknowledging God as our father. We're acknowledging Satan as our father. Somebody says, well, for even little white lies, yes, we shouldn't do that. It shouldn't be a part of our vocabulary. In fact, if we claim to be followers of Jesus Christ, Colossians chapter 3 tells us in verse 9, Colossians 3:9, it says, do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Do not lie to each other. Hey, God's people are called to tell the truth. And frankly, even if you're listening this morning and you don't acknowledge God, you don't acknowledge Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you know how bad lies are yourself, okay? Because the God of truth gave you a conscience that when you started telling lies, you felt bad about it. You felt guilty about it, didn't you? You felt like running and hiding. Well, that's your conscience that God gave you. And yet, if you just keep lying, pretty soon you're going to sear your conscience and you're going to start telling so many lies, you're not going to be able to separate truth from lies. And you're not going to know who you told a lie to and who you told the truth to, and you're going to get all mixed up. And so even you know how bad lies are and how hurtful they are and how destructive they are to you and to other people around you. In fact, part of the reason that people lie goes back to pride, the haughty eyes. People lie to make themselves look better. People lie to get themselves out of trouble, keep themselves from getting in trouble. And so either one of those things, haughty eyes, lying tongue, God hates them. He hates them. They're detestable to him. Let's get that in our head. If we would understand that, then it may prompt us the next time there's a temptation to get proud and arrogant or to lie, that we'll say, wait a minute. The Bible says that God hates that. I don't want to do that. Do you see how that works? Hey, that's the way it ought to work. The Bible says, I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. So if you know that a lying tongue is something that God hates, finds detestable, don't tell lies. Easy, right? Well, the struggle of it sometimes is not. But if we will do the right thing, God will strengthen us to tell the truth rather than lies. Satan wants us to tell lies because the Bible says that all liars are going to go to a lake that burns with fire and brimstone. Hey, that's where he's going. I don't want to be with him. I want to be with the Lord. Okay, haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood. Hands that shed innocent blood. This is murder. Okay, this is killing somebody because you were mad at them or they hurt your feelings or you wanted something from them. How many innocent people have been killed because somebody wanted to steal something that belonged to them instead of just asking for it, they just kill them and take it? That's terrible. Okay? And it reminds me of Cain. Okay, in Genesis chapter 4, Cain hated his brother. He hated his brother because Abel did what was right, Cain didn't. You can read about this in Genesis 4. And God even warned him, Cain, sin is crouching at your door. Okay, you're letting it get a hold of your heart. You need to control it. And Cain didn't listen to him. And he brought Abel out into the field somehow. And instead of asking him for forgiveness, he murdered his innocent brother. And so Cain was the one that began it all. And you know what? People still do it today. But God hates a murderer. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. And remember this, okay? When we're talking about God hating a lying tongue, he doesn't just hate the tongue and love everything else, okay? When God says that he hates haughty eyes. He doesn't just mean he hates a proud person's eyes. It means that he hates the actions of the person. He hates the person that is proud and arrogant. He hates the person that lies. He hates the person that sheds innocent blood. Okay, you say, well, I thought God hated the sin, but he loves the sinner. Come on, you can't separate the two, folks. You can't separate the two. What is God on the day of judgment going to send a person's sin to hell and let them go to heaven? It doesn't work like that. You see, you and I are the things that we think and do and say and live and act. And so when God hates haughty eyes and a lying tongue and hands that shed innocent blood, that means he hates the person that does that. In fact, his wrath is against them. In fact, they stand condemned before him, waiting judgment. Now, the only thing that can save a person is God's grace and his mercy, that he so loves us that he doesn't want us to perish, that his love wants to do something about us, even in the midst of our sin and our pride and our lying tongue and our hands that shed innocent blood. He still wants to save us. That's amazing. That's amazing grace. But make no mistake, God hates those who are proud. God hates those who lie. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. And unless a person repents, they're going to stand and give an account to God for their actions. This is serious stuff, people. This is serious stuff that we need to wake up and realize that we don't want to behave like that, whether we claim to know God or not. You know, there is a verse over in Titus that said there are people who claim to know God, but by their actions, they deny him. I think they're talking about some of these things. People that claim to know God and say, God bless you, and oh, I believe in God, turn right around and lie. Really? No, you don't. You don't know God. People that claim to know the Lord Jesus Christ but walk around like they're God's gift to the earth and are proud and arrogant and look down on other people, you're not in God's grace. You're in God's wrath. You need to repent. You need to humble yourself before God. And ask God to forgive you and confess your sin and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? I know not everybody sheds innocent blood, but you know what Jesus said over in Matthew chapter 5? Matthew chapter 5, he was talking about this very thing. And he says over in Matthew chapter 5, starting in verse 21, you've heard said to the people long ago, do not murder. And anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to his brother, Raca, is answerable to the Sanhedrin. And anyone who says, you fool, will be in danger of the fire of hell. You see, murder doesn't start with our hands. It starts in our hearts. And so if you have bitterness or anger or unforgiveness against a person in your heart, if you've got some kind of grievance or bitterness against them, friend, you need to get rid of it, because Jesus said you've got murder in your heart. And if you let that continue to fester and grow and you don't ever take care of it, when the opportunity presents itself, you might actually murder them. Okay? How much better it is to talk it out, to go to that person and say, hey, you know, I have some real strong, hard feelings against you that I want to take care of. Will you please talk with me about these things so we can have some reconciliation here instead of me continuing on feeling these ways about you? Okay, don't think that hands that shed innocent blood just apply to actual murderers. Okay, that too. But God doesn't appreciate a person who hates in their heart any more than the hands that shed innocent blood. All right, we're going to listen to our first song this morning by Casting Crowns. And this song is called Thrive. And the reason I'm putting it in here is because, you know, again, we're talking about some dark stuff. We're talking about sinful things. We're talking about negative practices. And we need to realize this is what God doesn't want us to do. But God does want us to thrive. God does want us to live and live abundantly and have a full, wonderful life. You and I can have that if we'll listen to him and do his will. Let's listen to Casting Crowns singing Thrive.
this worn and weary land where many a dream has died. Like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know. Out to show them who you are. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to
Alright, I hope you will be encouraged by that song and strive to thrive in your life. Hey, let's go back to Proverbs chapter 6. Remember, there are six things that the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him. We've talked about haughty eyes. We've talked about a lying tongue. We've talked about hands that shed innocent blood. Next of all, it says a heart that devises wicked schemes. Okay, so we've talked about eyes, we've talked about tongue, we've talked about hands. Now it's talking about a heart that devises wicked schemes. In other words, this is a person that thinks up wicked, evil things to do. This is a person that schemes and just tries to ruin other people's lives. Have you ever known anybody like that? Yeah, it's not very fun. Hopefully you haven't known too many of them, and hopefully it hasn't been against you. But it's bad enough when you see somebody just working to try to destroy somebody else's life. And we should not be the kind of people that devise wicked schemes. In fact, if you'll go back to Genesis chapter 6, when it says to us in verse 5 that the Lord saw how great man's wickedness on earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time. Wow, that's quite an indictment against the human race back then. It's no wonder that God wiped them all out with a flood. All right, but we don't want to be that kind of people, do we? We don't want to be a people that thinks about evil, that plans to do evil, that thinks up and devises wicked schemes. That's not the kind of people we ought to be. I think about in Genesis where Joseph, when he was in Potiphar's house, in Genesis chapter 39, Joseph had been put in charge of all of Potiphar's household because he'd found favor. He's hardworking. He was successful in what he did. And everything that he did, the Lord blessed him, and Potiphar's house received that blessing. And he left Joseph in charge of everything. Now, Joseph was well built and handsome, the Bible says. And it says, after a while, his master's wife took notice of Joseph, and he said, Come to bed with me. But he refused. With me in charge, he told her, my master does not concern himself with anything in the house. Everything he owns, he has entrusted to my care. No one is greater in this house than I am. My master has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God? And though she spoke to Joseph day after day, he refused to go to bed with her or even be with her. You see, that's a heart that's devising wicked schemes. That's a heart where even though he was honest and upfront with her and told her that, no way, I'm not going to do this. I'm not interested. It would be a sin against God and my master. She still kept devising wicked schemes to try to get him to go to bed with her. That's terrible. Okay, but how many cheating wives and cheating husbands are out there doing that same thing today? How many of them are going behind their mates' backs and being unfaithful and not living up to the vows and the promises they made when they got married? Okay, God hates that. That's detestable to him. You made promises, keep them. Okay, don't go back on those things and be a cheating, unfaithful wretch. Okay, do what's right. God hates a scheme, a heart that devises wicked schemes, and so should we. All right? Here's the next thing it goes on to talk about. A false witness who pours out lies. A false witness who pours out lies. Now, we've already talked about a lying tongue, so this shouldn't be real difficult, but a false witness who pours out lies. This is kind of the person who is telling lies on purpose to ruin somebody else's life. Okay, people do that a lot at work. People do that sometimes. Brothers and sisters sometimes do that at home. Shame on them. But hey, they tell lies to ruin somebody else's reputation, to ruin somebody else's career, for them to get ahead, whatever reason. Don't be a false witness. Don't be someone that lies about somebody else, either behind their back or just flat out right in front of them. Don't be that. God hates false witnesses, okay, who pour out lies. Okay, there again, we're not just talking about the mouth, the tongue, but we're talking about God hates the person that does that. Because God's not interested in destroying people. God's interested in building people up. And that's why this last one also fits in with that. He says, finally, a man who stirs up dissension among brothers. Okay, this is even a closer relationship. God hates and finds this detestable also. A man who stirs up dissension among his brothers, or trouble. Okay, and this is something that happens in the church too often. People try to stir up trouble against each other. People talk behind other people's back. People gossip and slander. You know, that's not going to give the world that is already thinking that the church isn't so wonderful ammunition to just come against us. Okay? I remember an old song by Chuck Gerrard called "Don't Shoot the Wounded," because someday you might be one. Don't shoot the wounded. Too many times, even God's people don't remember that God hates division. God hates someone who's stirring up dissension. And so if you ever have somebody come to you and start whispering in your ear and about this person or that person, you tell them to stop. You tell them to quit it and grab them by the elbow and bring them over to the person that they're talking about and let them talk to them right then and get it out in the open so there's not a bunch of lies and deceit and dissension going on. Satan loves that. Like, God hates it. And so let's not be a people that are caught up in sowing dissension among brothers. All right. Wow. This is a terrible, terrible list, isn't it? I mean, it's almost painful to go through these things and to talk about these things. But again, the reason that we do is because we want to know what not to do. We want to know what not to do. And so let's be reminded one more time. There's 6 things that the Lord hates, 7 that are detestable to him. What are they? Say them with me. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil. Okay? A false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension among brothers. Wow. May those things never be said of us. And again, I want to challenge each and every one of you. And I'm challenging myself as I challenge you. I'm not above all these things. I could choose to practice these things if I want. I don't want to. Okay? The grace of God teaches us to say no. And so say no to all of these things. I challenge you, if you're living in any of these ways, repent, renounce those, turn away from them, go before the Lord and confess him and say, God, I want to live differently. Okay? God's there to listen. God's there to raise you up and help you. And I hope that you will turn to him in your weakness, in your shackled state of sin, and these things that the Lord hates and finds detestable, and I hope that you will find life. I'm so glad that someone shared the gospel with me. Hey, we'd like to meet you. We'd like you to come and visit us at the church at Las Vegas. We meet at 3388 South Decatur Boulevard, right in between Spring Mountain and Desert Inn. And you can come join us Sunday morning at 10:30, Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, or Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock, we have prayer and Bible study. And so we want to be able to get the spotlight of God's word on your life, even as it's on our life. We want to be a people that praise God and do things that God approves of. And we want to renounce secret, shameful, wicked, sinful, ungodly ways. Not that we deserve his grace, but we want to live in his grace, not apart from it, not in his anger and not in his wrath. And so, please, we want you to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks so much for listening this morning. And remember, keep standing on the solid rock, the rock that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God.